This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an amazing, glorious Friday. The week is over. Congratulations to you. We have made it. And we are going to have a ridiculous amount of fun tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and the questions are incredible. We're going to talk about this census stuff again. Got to break this down a little bit here. We're going to talk about, well, is all this stuff orchestrated? The Department of Justice, the street communists, the protesters, why do they all look the same? Someone is mad about Trump for traveling to make these deals because it's costing too much money. And people want to know, is it feminine to run if it's raining on the way to your car? All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's begin right here because I want to break something down. The census stuff is getting louder and louder and louder. This story is not going away. And I am a little bit worried that people are getting a little too excited. You should be excited, but not too excited. So let me explain. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Trump came out and he said, we're going to do a new census and we're not counting illegals this time. All right, you remember that, right? We're going to do a new census. We're not counting illegals. All right. So what has happened after Trump made that statement is a bunch of people who don't know any better start sharing information that's not true. And then that snowballs, and now a bunch of people believe information that is not true. There are a bunch of people out there saying things like, wow, we're going to dominate the midterms now. No. Allow me to explain. Sorry, got to be Daddy Jesse to open up the show on Friday. What Trump did is very, very good. But all he did, all this is going to be, is Trump getting the ball rolling early. And here's what I mean. In the last census, they counted illegals. Why does that matter? Let's make sure we're clear on this. Each state gets a certain number of congressional districts. That's the United States House of Representatives, of course. And you get the number of districts you get based on your state's population. So a state like Wyoming, they're going to have one. A state, Montana for most of my life only had one. I actually think they have two now. But Montana for most of my life only had one. It's based on your population. That's how many congressional districts you get. So why did the communists work so hard to ensure that illegals are included in the census? Because blue states have more illegals in them. Think California. California, because they counted illegals, has an overinflated number of congressional seats, thus giving Democrats more seats in the House of Representatives than they actually should have because they counted illegals. You got that? I'm just trying to break that down as simply as humanly possible. I know that that is an outrage and it's unjust and it's unfair and it's all this other stuff, but I need you to hear me on this point. The courts wrongly have decided that is okay and it's constitutional. Nope, you have to count everybody. Someone's visiting, count them. Someone's on a visa, count them. If someone's here illegal, count them. Sorry, the Constitution says you have to count them all. That is what the courts have ruled. They're incorrect, but that's what they have ruled. As of right now, that's the ruling. Trump, it was not time for a census yet. I think that was another 4 or 5 years away. You know, they come at an appointed amount of time. Trump comes out and says, we're doing another one. We're doing another one right now. We're not waiting for the appointed time. And you're not counting illegals this time. Here's what is going to happen from here. Because the courts have established that illegals must be counted, this executive order is going to be challenged in court. Even if it wasn't challenged in court, it takes a long time to do a census. You have to send out mailers. You have to do all kinds of things here. But it is going to be challenged in court. What this does is it allows us to have the court fights now before we get to the official census. Meaning, when we got to the official census, if we tried to not count illegals, then we would have to do the official court fights then and get a final ruling then. What this does is it allows us to get those court fights done now and see how it shakes out for us. I would be willing to bet, I don't know this for sure, I would be willing to bet this is going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they're going to have to make a final ruling. Do you count illegals? Do you not count illegals? What this is not going to do, what it is not going to do, is going to change the midterms. This will not be completed. None of this stuff will be done by the time we have midterm elections. This very likely will not change the 2028 election, the presidency, all the other stuff. But I'm really not trying to pour cold water all over it. No, I'm not, Chris. It's good. I'm glad he did it. I'm glad we can get the court stuff done now. Let's get a ruling done now. What we started is a workout plan. It's good that we started. It's good that you got up, you put your shoes on, you went to the gym. It's good. It's all good. You are not going to wake up tomorrow and be skinny. It's going to take time. What happened was we started early. We started now. Now we move on and get the court fights done. It's not a hard talk from Dad, Chris. Don't put it that way. Here's what happens in the social media world in which we live. Many people, not everybody, but many people are on social media. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram or any of the other things. What happens is information that is not accurate has always traveled. Just travels. You know, like Mark Twain said, a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth gets done putting on its shoes in the morning. Well, that has increased exponentially in the social media era. And I don't dog on the social media era. It's been incredibly valuable to take control out of the hands of the communists, take the censorship out of the hands of the communists. Overall, I think it's a net good. I really genuinely do. But the bad news is one guy. What if I came on here and said, right now, you know what? Forget about came on here. What if I got online? I'm on Twitter. What if I got online and said, this census stuff is amazing. We're going to win a lot more seats in the midterms now. If I said that, that information would get spread far and wide within an hour or two, just off of a social media post. There would probably be 50,000, 100,000, depending on who shares it, maybe 500,000 people that would read what I just said, and it was a total lie and not accurate at all. Bad information spreads quickly. This is part of the reason why I've told you I don't do mass shooting radio, plane crash radio, natural disaster radio. Me, Chris, Corey, we're following along the same way you're following along, but so much bad information comes out on social media while these things are ongoing or immediately after they're done. somebody will spread one thing. It was a jihadi Muslim. And of course, that's going to spread like wildfire on the right. And it turns out 4 hours later, it comes out that it wasn't. It was a black dude. It was a white dude. He went to church. He was a disgruntled employee. Bad information spreads quickly. People consume it. People share it because people don't vet things. It's human nature. Oh, that's crazy. Let me share that. So sometimes I have to be Dad Jesse and break the bad news to people. Now, that's not bad news. It is not. It is good news. It's just we're not going to wake up tomorrow skinny. 5 years from now, we might be skinny. We got the ball rolling now. Okay? All right. Someone wants to know why do all these street communists look alike? What is it? And he's not wrong. Why do they all look alike? There's a couple reasons they all look alike. We'll talk about it next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We are having a good time. The questions are so good. It's just going to be such a fun show. So I want to get to this one. Hey, Jesse, why do street communists, protesters, and rioters all look the same across America and Europe? Whether they're protesting St. George Floyd, ICE raids, pro-Palestine, they dress the same, chant the same, use the same slogans and talking points. Okay. Why are they all the same? First, let's discuss human nature. Human beings have a draw. They are drawn to the things other human beings are doing. Have you ever seen a trend of some kind that you didn't fully understand? I'll tell you one recently. I still don't understand it, but it's proof of what I'm about to talk about. Have you heard about the Stanley Cup? The Stanley Cup? I'm not talking about the hockey one. Apparently, gosh, Chris, you moron. I'm talking about there is just a cup, like a insulated mug for hot or cold drinks. And I guess there's a company named Stanley that makes one. Okay. You can walk in any sporting goods store, any grocery store. There are a million different kinds of Stanley cups. Essentially insulated cups. Nothing special about it. But this Stanley Cup thing, again, nothing special about it. I'm sure it's a fine cup. It turned so popular, this is a little while ago, I would say about a year ago, that they were sold out at virtually every location. People were waiting in line. People were putting in orders for a cup that was no different than any other insulated cup you could buy anywhere at Cabela's or Walmart or any other place you happen to shop. Why? Who would wait in line? Why? There's no difference in that cup versus another cup. Other people are doing it. Restaurants, I've told you this before, when they open or if sales are struggling, they will pay people to fill up their restaurant and stand in line out front. Why? Because you drive by and I drive by. Oh, that place must be good. Look how many people are waiting. If everyone else is doing it, they have to know something. Humans are drawn to crowds, to whatever other people are doing. The communist has always known this about human nature. Therefore, one of the main reasons so many of these protesters in Europe, in America, look alike is they're all the same people. In Europe, in America, and everywhere else, you don't understand this because you're a normal person and not a sick, deranged, demonic communist. Communists have a professional rioting network. It is a job. They will organize it on social media now. It's previously been done by newsletters and mail. Now it's mostly done by social media. There are professional riot groups with paid members who will organize a riot or a protest, and they'll even hand out money, food, goods to people who show up and riot and protest with them. Remember that little bit of audio we played? I think this one was from Florida. I don't remember where it was. Someone stuck a mic in the protester's face. Hey, bud, why are you here?
Yeah, I get paid to be out here.
You get paid to be out here?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's just some pack.
You really are getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
definitely. 100% I'm getting paid for this.
The communist protests you see in the streets are not real. They know there is power in creating the image of a crowd. The image, hey, a large group of people, they're marching downtown Minneapolis to protest the death of St. George Floyd. Well, if so many people are doing it, maybe I should get down on that. I'm a little bored. Clearly, they're on to something. The communist understands if he can pay for and organize 20 people to come out to the town square, that he might, just might, be able to turn that into 100, 200, 300. It was all funded. It was all organized. And it has always been this way. This is not a new phenomenon. The right is just finally waking up to this phenomenon that these people are professionals. They do this for a living. And so the same person who's protesting ICE at Alligator Alcatraz down in Florida, that same purple-haired freak, is now in a car heading out to California to chant for Palestine. And then after they're done with that, they're going to drive to New York City and talk about gay people and be at a protest there. And after that, they're one group of people. It's one group. Now, I'm oversimplifying that. There are multiple paid riot groups, but they are paid. And it works the exact same way in Europe. The exact same way. Why do they all look the same? It's the same people. There's no difference in it. A big reason they all look the same is they're the exact same people. Don't ever think the riot you see on television is organic. Did you notice? ICE never left Los Angeles, but the protesters did. Remember those LA riots? They even had to call in the Marines. Why did those go away? They miraculously went away about 24 hours after they announced they're going to investigate the funding source for the rioters. Just like that, they're all gone now. Organized, professional. There is one other reason they all look the same, and I'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's do remember, organized and paid for, right? Professional, that corporate America has now gotten involved, and they pay for communist riots. Did you know that you probably have helped pay for a communist riot? If you have AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, you've probably helped fund the animals in the streets throwing bricks and breaking things. I have Pure Talk. I have the Patriotic cell phone company. I'm on the same network you're on. I pay half of what you pay. And when Pure Talk gives back, they're helping veterans back on their feet, giving out American flags, doing the good things. That's Pure Talk. You want to be part of that company? My company? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that. Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And remember, we're live here on a Friday night. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So finishing up, why do all these communists and street protesters look the same? First, as I just said, they are the same. They're the same people. They're paid for, organized. They travel all over rioting like the animals they are. The second reason, though, is this. I've heard it described as the great flattening. It's a great way to put it. Remember that communism, Marxism in any form, it's always about tearing down so everybody can be equal. It's never about building up. That's how they sell it. But tear everything down. So if somebody has a house and you don't have a house, maybe you can't afford it, maybe, I don't know, whatever. Look, the solution is never really to give you a house. It's just tear his down, then you're both the same. The exact same thing when it comes to beauty and looks. Why do they all look the same? Why is it a bunch of fat, ugly lesbians at all these things? Why? Why do they all look the same? And the dudes, too. Why do all the dudes? Why is it all the effeminate-looking dude who looks like a stick with the bugged out glasses? Why do they all look the same? Because they're trying to look the same. That, as I've explained before, is why you sent your beautiful 18-year-old daughter off to college and she came home looking like a purple-haired land whale. All of her friends look like that. And so she packed on the pounds and shaved half of her head and got some unsightly tattoo on her neck because she wanted to ugly herself up like all of her friends are. And she was taught that was the good, virtuous thing to do. I've told you before, Jen Gilardi has a great talk about this. Jennifer Gilardi, she's a writer, former commie, and a total dime, you know, a total dime. And she talks about how guilty she always felt when she was a communist for being hot. Her friends would make her feel guilty. She felt like crap about the whole thing. I'm attractive. You're not. I better ugly myself up. I need to do this. The great flattening. There are no peaks. There are no peaks. You can't achieve. It's not just beauty either. Achievement, success, of any kind. You get a family, they'll try to tear it down. You get a promotion at work, they'll try to tear it down. You get a better car, they'll try to tear it down. Because if everyone can't have it, no one can have it. A bunch of bitter, jealous, miserable freaks. The religion of the malcontent. They all look the same because they're trying to look the same. Jesse, is it feminine to run in the rain to your car? I heard somewhere that men should never run through the rain to get where they're going. However, I find myself doing a light jog to my car or the store if it's pouring outside. Your opinion is highly regarded. Buddy, it's feminine. I'm sorry. It just happened to me two nights ago. What night was it? It wasn't last night, Chris. Was it? It was two nights ago? Two nights ago. So Wednesday. Wednesday, got done with the show. It's dark, right? The show ends at night. Get done with the show. Head out to the parking lot. Parking lot was full that day, so I had to park a ways away. And I don't think there were more than two or three people in the parking lot. A couple people milling around, a couple cars. I had forgot my umbrella, didn't have a rain jacket, didn't have anything. And my car is over there. I had to walk. And believe me, look, I picked up the pace. I was getting wet. I picked up the pace. It's not like I sauntered, but what if one of them saw me running? If they saw me running, they might think that I'm feminine. They might think that I'm too weak to take a couple raindrops. What, Chris? What? No, I forgot my samurai sword umbrella that day in the car. Ab is super upset. Not a samurai sword umbrella is not feminine, Chris. Although Ab is really upset because it did come with the strap thing where you can put it over your shoulder. And I walked into a restaurant with Ab the other night and I had it put over my shoulder like that. And she tried to walk ahead of me and act like we weren't together. But I caught up. Her legs were too short. She could not run me. And I made sure everybody knew that we were together. Anyway, yes, it's feminine to run in the rain. Raincoats are not. And even an umbrella is okay. There's nothing feminine. Get a samurai sword umbrella and you'll be fine. You can't run in the rain if you're a dude. Otherwise, everyone thinks you're weak. Jesse, I'm a Trump fan and a voter, and Trump is all for modern technology. So why does he have to travel to all these countries to talk tariffs when virtual would be more cost efficient and a lot safer for President Trump? He's spending our money every time the wheels leave the tarmac and touch down. Aren't we trying to cut costs? Okay. For one, you are always allowed to question a politician of either party about their spending because they're spending your money. Not just politician, actually. Any government employee, as long as they are in your jurisdiction, any government employee spending money, you are allowed to question it. You are allowed to complain because they stole that money from you. So this is not me in any way talking down to you of why does Trump have to fly on Air Force One? Why does he have to always take these trips? It's expensive. It's your money. You have every right to complain. Now that we got that out of the way. Virtual. I understand it is a virtual world now. Video calls and Zoom meetings and FaceTime and I get that. I totally get that. I FaceTimed with Ab the other night when I was in Boston and she was back home. I get that. I know that. I do Zoom meetings for work. The suits want to meet about this or that. It's not like I don't do these things. There is no substitute. No substitute for being physically with other people. Shaking a hand. Sitting there. It is not the same. If you have something important in your life, important, maybe it's a personal importance, go physically meet somebody. Go have Red Lobster together. If it's business, don't roll your eyes, Chris. If it's business, I'm not saying don't ever take a Zoom meeting or something like that because I did. You're trying to get a deal closed. You're trying to get something important done. Go sit. This modern technology world has convinced people that the phone screen or the computer screen is the same. It is not. And it is valuable. And it is nice to be able to take a work call for 15 minutes while you're sitting in your jammies. I understand that. And I've done it, right? Although I don't have jammies, but I've been in my underwear with a shirt on. What, Chris? I can be honest. Sometimes I don't put on pants when I have to take those work calls at the house. And Ab gets mad. What if you drop your phone? And I'm all, well, you know, they'd be so lucky. Anyway, I know. I've done it. Physically meet people. If you're the president of the United States of America trying to do billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar deals with this company or that nation or something, get on a plane, fly over there, and make it happen. The cost of that, if you're doing a good deal for America, the cost of that is pennies on the dollar. If iHeart wanted to re-sign me, to extend me to some more years here, I could do all this virtually. I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to fly to New York City. I am going to go up there and shake someone's hand and have them take me out to Red Lobster and we're going to enjoy ourselves. Speaking of good food, what does your dog eat? Your dog eats dog food, doesn't he? I just came up with that on my own. I'm just guessing. They don't call me an oracle for nothing. Your dog eats dog food, right? You know that there's nothing in that food. It's just empty, dead calories. That's a fact. Start sprinkling the number one dog supplement in America on your dog's food. Number one. That's Ruff Greens. Ruff Greens is packed
vitamins and minerals and omega oils and antioxidants and probiotics. Your dog is going to come alive. And more importantly, stay alive. We're at the vet too often and our dogs die too early. I'm going to keep Fred around as long as I can with Rough Greens. They'll get you a free jumpstart trial bag. 214-ROUGH-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. Just use the promo code Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. There are still so many incredible, incredible questions to go. Someone wants to talk about creating a global movement for freedom. Commies who hate listen to the show. We'll get to all that in a minute. Let me get to a couple other of these. Dear Jesse, can you please give me some words of encouragement to get on a plane? I was never afraid to fly until you started talking about DEI hires and pilots who got the COVID jibbity jab. My friend in Ohio invited me to fly from California to see her, and I really want to go, but I'm scared to fly these days. It's from Karen. Karen, get on the plane. You're going to die someday anyway. You might as well live your life. You cannot hide in your home. Yes, what they did with air traffic controllers is bad. Yes, the DEI push for airline pilots is really bad. There's no question about that. I'm not denying that at all. Go get on the plane. Go die with some scars. Live a life of adventure. Go live without regrets. Go see your friggin' friend in Ohio. And while you're back there, get a meatball sub. Telling you right now, look, I know Californians can eat. I know. They actually have really decent Mexican food. It's not Tex-Mex, but it's really decent Mexican food. Yeah, it is, Chris. Have you even been to California? You just instinctively tell them, yes, you have. Where they have a synagogue out there or something. What, Chris? What? You went to San Diego? That's a great city. We need to go to San Diego. Yeah, you said nice weather. I'm really shocked that you went there given the prices. Anyway, get on a plane and go back to Ohio and get some meatball subs, all right? Dear Shogun Oracle, every morning I travel a two-mile stretch of road that perplexes me. There's a stoplight where two major interstates intersect. 2 miles down the road is another stoplight that's impossible to time. And in between, the road merges from two lanes to one. This two-mile stretch is like Daytona every morning. Lots of accidents. People are cutting each other off, flipping each other off. I see the occasional fist fight, all to claim pole position at a red light. I see the same people doing this every day. What am I seeing? Is it plain stupidity? I can't be the only one who realizes the second red light can't be beaten. Let me explain. This isn't about traffic. This is about life, and it's about all of us. There exist in any society, any state, any county, any city, at any point in history, there exists a certain small percentage of the population that are complete morons. And you don't fully realize, and I don't fully realize, how much of your life is worse in a million different ways, specifically to cater to the morons in your life. You drive around them, and it's not every driver. Everyone thinks their area, the drivers are uniquely bad. I'm here to tell you something. I have lived all over the country. Cities, country, the rural, you name it. I've lived it all from the burbs. I've lived it all. The drivers are the same everywhere because everywhere you go, 10% of the population are really, really stupid. They're stupid and they're selfish and they're horrible people and they drive in that way and they ruin traffic for everyone else. Air travel. You know why air travel's so miserable? on top of everything else, on top of the idiots who work at TSA and everything else. Air travel's terrible because 10% of the population are stupid and selfish and they're morons and they screw it up for everybody. That's why your plane had to turn back around because someone had to go vape in the bathroom because he couldn't wait an hour and a half. Stupid, selfish, awful people. Look, the medical community. Do you know a big reason? You know a big reason why your health care costs a lot of money? It's because stupid, selfish, criminal idiots will sue for every single thing under the sun. That's why you have to fill out 1,000 pieces of paper when you go see the doctor. That's why the costs are so high, because he has to build in a large amount so he can pay for insurance, because inevitably the lady who waddles in behind you is just a scammer and she's going to claim that she bumped her knee on the waiting table and now she's debilitated and she needs $500,000 for it. And this applies everywhere in society. And I realized this fact years and years and years ago. It was really the Marine Corps where it dawned on me. And ever since I've exited the Marine Corps, I have done everything I can do in my life to make an effort to separate myself from the bottom 10%. And it, by the way, it's not economic. It's not economic. It's poor. It's rich. It is just a portion of society that freaking sucks. It just does. And that's what you mentioned, a stretch of road. They're racing, they're fighting, they're everything. I guarantee it's the same 10 people every single morning. Everyone else just wants to get to work. They just want to drop the kids off at school. And you know what? If everybody was acting normally on the road, they would probably let people merge, give them a little wave, no big deal. But it's the bottom feeding scum who hold all of us back in every possible way. And look, that was just a few examples. The examples are endless, no matter what you do. Look, if you're in school, if you're one of the kids listening right now, maybe you're in school. You know why? You know why things are harder in school? Because 10% of your classmates are morons and scumbags. That's why. They're idiots. They're selfish. They have bad parents. They're acting out. They don't listen. They're too stupid. And you have to sit there and suffer because these kids are morons every single time. That is part of life. And a critical part of your contentment in life is figuring out how to get away from them. That's it. Figure out how to get away from them. It's not that many. Even in a bad neighborhood. By the way, pick any bad neighborhood in a bad part of town. Do you know how many people in that bad neighborhood are criminals? They're all criminals. No, it's not true. About 10% are. The gangbangers, the thugs, the losers, making life miserable for every other freaking person in there. Ask any cop, he'll tell you. It's always the same people committing the same crimes. And it's always Democrats letting them out so they can murder and rape more people. Anyway, let's move on and talk about a global movement for freedom. Let's talk about 3,000 babies a day. That is roughly how many are still being killed in the United States of America. 3,000 a day. That is a dark, dark fact. How do we save them? Well, I'm not going to lie. We cannot save them all. We can't. We save one at a time. That's what preborn does, one at a time. They have a network of clinics in the highest abortion areas in the country, and they offer free ultrasounds and care and guidance for women who are about to abort their babies. And when she hears the heartbeat, she will choose life, and you will be the one who saved that baby. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. It's tax deductible. Give them whatever you want. But $28 saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.